these were illicit payments to players, to unlicensed agents, to third parties, to fund so many of the players who were integral to a key period of success during Roman Abramovich's ownership. This relates to 2011 to 2018, and, well, it's £47.5 million of payments from entities associated or linked to Abramovich, to third parties, to 12 individuals or corporate entities on behalf of the club. So this should have been money, the Premier League says, that should have been paid from the club. Instead, it was side payments from Abramovich-linked companies. And there were 36 separate payments, including to players, linked people linked to players, big names, David Luiz, Eden Hazard, Samuel Eto'o. And they helped them win Premier League twice, the Champions League, the FA Cup and the League Cup, these secret payments that really do perhaps cast a cloud over the Abramovich era. And they were described as payments that were very problematic. They were deception and concealment, as the verdict from the Premier League calls them.
So why no points deducted if they shouldn't have been making these payments?
Well, it is a record Premier League fine of £10.75 million, but it was an agreed process because Chelsea self-reported this information. Think back to 2022. Abramovich was forced to sell the club when he was sanctioned by the government after the full-scale invasion of Ukraine by Russia, sanctioned over his alleged links to Vladimir Putin, which he denies. The new ownership of Todd Bowley and Clear Lake Capital, American owners, got hold of the books and they found these payments that had taken place. They told the Premier League, and that has meant they've had more favourable treatment. But only a fine, no sporting sanction, despite the fact these players helped to deliver sporting success. So rival clubs might be, fans of them might be wondering, well, those clubs got hit with points deductions, why didn't Chelsea? Well, what the Premier League are saying is these payments, if they had it been made by Chelsea, they should have been done, it still wouldn't have taken Chelsea, they say, over the threshold to breach the profit sustainability rules. It wouldn't have meant they were overspending. But certainly, it does raise questions.
And the fact that it was this agreed process and the fact that Chelsea sort of got involved with it and basically showed their books. Is this why this has been resolved relatively quickly in comparison, say, to Man City?
Yes, and even though this has been going on, what, almost 4 years, the separate UEFA investigation as well led to a €10 million fine that they agreed. The FA is still investigating Chelsea, 74 charges, the biggest ever FA case, but we're still waiting the outcome of the Premier League's biggest ever case, the 130 charges that we've already had the hearings for into Manchester City for alleged financial wrongdoing over many years, which City denies. That case, in terms of the hearing stage, after 12 weeks, finished at the end of 2024. And here we still are in 2026, waiting for a verdict, everyone, every day. And there is no definitive time frame. And this involves even bigger success.